Highway Patrol investigating a fatal crash in Summit County. A 17-year-old male was driving on South Arlington Road in Green at about 2 Sunday morning when his car went off the road, struck a ditch, and overturned several times. The driver was pronounced dead at Summa Akron City Hospital. No one else was in the vehicle. Patrol says alcohol appeared to be a factor in the crash. The name of the driver has not been released. Teen faces charges after a shooting in Canton. 18-year-old Zayden Anthony was arrested Wednesday on charges including felonious assault, improperly discharging a firearm at or into a habitation, and aggravated menacing. He allegedly threatened his ex-girlfriend and shot at her home in the 2900 block of 5th Street Northwest August 30th. While she and her family were in the home, police say Anthony missed. A bullet struck a neighboring home on 6th Street. He's not permitted to have a firearm due to a juvenile burglary conviction. Anthony also charged in Massillon with having a stolen gun August 29th and lying to police. He's scheduled for arraignment in Canton and Massillon municipal courts. A Holmes County woman indicted on a count of aggravated murder. 40-year-old Ruth Miller faces 6 other counts in connection with the August 23rd death of her 4-year-old son, Vincent, at Atwood Lake. The woman reportedly drove a golf cart into the lake with 4 of her children as passengers. The boy was pulled from the lake that evening near a dock at the Marina West. 15-year-old daughter and twin 18-year-old sons got out of the water on their own. Miller expected to be arraigned today in Tuscarawas County Common Pleas Court. Sheriff Orvis Campbell said the incident was the result of a religious delusion. Massillon man arrested after a police chase across state lines is set to appear in court on charges in West Virginia. A hearing for 41-year-old Van Jones was scheduled in Hancock County Magistrate Court. He's charged with fleeing, receiving stolen property, and driving with a suspended license. Jones accused of leading a Columbiana County Sheriff's Deputy and East Liverpool police officer on a pursuit in a stolen vehicle from Route 39 to the Chester exit across the state line on Route 30. After his extradition, he faces charges including robbery, strangulation, and intimidation in Ohio. Jones also charged with violating a protection order. Woman is charged with murder in a Youngstown shooting. Police were called to a home on Terrell Avenue just after 1:30 Saturday afternoon. WFMJ-TV reports they found a 22-year-old woman with a gunshot wound. She was pronounced dead at the scene. Her name was not released. 22-year-old Deviana Taylor was arrested and taken to the Mahoning County Jail. Police called the incident a domestic homicide. No other details were available. A parole violation reportedly has a Struthers man back in custody. 57-year-old Brian Gacier was booked into the Mahoning County Jail Saturday. Warrant was issued by the Ohio Department of Rehabilitation and Correction describing Gacier as a violator at large. He was serving 3 years probation after his release last July. Gacier received a 17-year sentence in 2009 after pleading guilty to involuntary manslaughter, aggravated arson, and abuse of a corpse. He was charged with setting a fatal house fire on Youngstown's north side. Traffic stop on I-80 in Portage County led to an arrest and seizure of drugs. The sheriff's office says a package containing about 220 grams of methamphetamine was found by a canine officer last week. The car was stopped by deputies in the Portage Aggressive Crime Enforcement Unit for a minor traffic violation. 26-year-old Jalen Davis of Detroit was arrested and charged with trafficking in meth and possession of a controlled substance. A Warren man is guilty of kidnapping and felonious assault. A jury in Trumbull County Common Pleas Court returned the verdict Thursday in the case of 64-year-old John Baker. He was acquitted of rape. On February 20th, Baker was accused of sexually assaulting a 70-year-old woman in Champion Township. The victim then locked herself in a bathroom. Baker was arrested after being found in the woman's home. Police found a knife in the bedroom and noted stab marks on the bathroom door. A pre-sentencing investigation will be conducted. Police confirmed 5 people were injured in a shooting in the Flats area of Cleveland early Sunday evening. Police rendered aid to 5 victims after the shooting around 6:15 in the 1000 block of West 10th Street. All 5 were taken to hospitals. Police said 3 were in critical condition. Preliminary investigation found an altercation inside the nearby bar escalated outside, leading to the shooting. Warren County Sheriff's Office says one person is dead after a shooting at a fire station Sunday. Police responded to Fire Station 57 around 3:15 p.m. The victim was pronounced dead at the scene. 77-year-old Gerald Finley charged with murder and felonious assault. The victim was not immediately identified.